So what happened with this lady?
So she did very well in the dacatinib and trastuzumab. She tolerated extremely well. She, just as a coincidence, she's also a teacher and continued to work. Eventually, her brain metastases started to progress, and so we happen to have another trial going on of capecitabine and neratinib, again, another tyrosine kinase inhibitor that gets into the brain quite well. The difference between tucatinib and neratinib, other than the fact that neratinib also hits other HER family members like EGFR, is that neratinib is an irreversible inhibitor of HER2 and, you know, perhaps maybe a little bit more potent. So she was on the study of capecitabine and neratinib, and that combination also, she's done very well on that and continues to be on that regimen with good disease control now out more than a year. Again, this is with chemotherapy. The previous trial was without chemotherapy, but she's done quite well. And again, I think this speaks to this fact that, you know, there are some HER2-positive cancers that are just very sensitive to HER2 inhibitors of multiple types, and these people can do well for many years just sequencing the different inhibitors.
How did she do on the neratinib capecitabine, and how do people do in general? When I first heard about it, you start to think a little bit about the potential for maybe problems, at least thinking back to lapatinib. But in any event, how did she do?
So, I mean, she, like most of the patients on that regimen, you know, had some diarrhea. We use Imodium as primary prophylaxis, just as now is being done clinically. And she still had some breakthrough diarrhea. And I think in her, we added Lamotil at some point. But eventually, things settled down, as usually happens with neratinib, is that if you can get patients through the first, you know, few cycles, the diarrhea becomes much more manageable. And again, she's been on it for over a year and actually right now has virtually no diarrhea. And she's only taking the Imodium intermittently and is doing quite well. There are certain foods that seem to stimulate her diarrhea, but otherwise she's doing quite well. And this combination of capecitabine and neratinib, and I should point out that the capecitabine is not full dose in this trial. It's 750 milligrams per meter squared twice daily, which is actually the same combination that's used in the NALA trial that also was reported at ASCO. And in that trial, again, used primary prophylaxis, still had a substantial amount of diarrhea, but the number of patients who had to discontinue was, you know, only a few percent because of diarrhea. So again, it is certainly a substantial problem. You have to educate patients very aggressively. You have to use antidiarrheals from the get-go, but most patients, you can get through it.